Blog Talk Radio.
Protests and growing national outcries continue over the death of George Floyd.
Last night, people protesting in Minneapolis escalated as demonstrators were lashed by tear gas and rubber bullets.
The main message here.
The main message here
is that they want to see those officers involved.
They want to see those officers arrested.
Trade my 4x4 for a GC3, ain't no more feel of street. I gave him chance and chance and chance again, I even told him please. I find it crazy the police to shoot you and know that you dead but still tell you to freeze. Fucked up, I seen what I seen, I guess that mean hold him down if he say he can't breathe. It's too many mothers just grieving, they killing us for no reason. Been going on for too long to get even, throw us in cages like dogs and hyenas. I went to court and they sent me to prison, my mama was crushed when they said I can't leave. First I was drunk then I sobered up quick when I heard all that time that they gave to Talib. He got a life sentence plus. We just some products of our environment, how the fuck they gon' blame us? You can't fight fire with fire, I know, but at least we can turn off the flames some. Every color person ain't dumb, and all whites not racist. I be judging by the mind and heart, I ain't really in the face. Fuck up the way that we living, it's not getting better, you gotta know how to survive. Crazy, I had to tell all of my loved ones to carry a gun when they going outside. Stay in the mirror whenever you drive, overprotective, go crazy for mine. You gotta pay attention to the sign, seem like the blind following the blind. Thinking about everything that's going on, I boost security up in my home. I'm with my kind, if they right or they wrong. I call them now, he'll pick up the phone, and it's 5 in the morning, he waking up on it. Tell them wherever I'm at, then they coming. I see blue lights, I get scared and start running. That shit be crazy, they post to protect us. Guards and handcuffs and arrest us. Why they go home at night, that shit messed up. Knowing we needed help, they neglect us. One of them who gon' make them respect us. I can see in your eye that you fed up. Fuck around, got my shot, I won't let up. They know that we a problem together. They know that we can storm anywhere. It's bigger than black and white. It's a problem with the whole way of life. It can't change overnight. But we gotta start somewhere, might as well go ahead, start here. We done had a hell of a year, I'ma make it count why I'm here. God is the only man I fear. Fuck it, I'm going on the front line, he gon' bust your ass if you come past that gun line. You know when the storm go away, then the sunshine. Gotta put your head in the game when it's crunch time. I want all my sons to grow up to be monsters, I want all my daughters to show out in public. Seem like we losing our country, but we gotta stand up for something, so this what it comes to. Every video I see on my country, I got power now, I gotta say something. Corrupt the police been the problem where I'm from, but I'd be lying if I said it was all of them. I ain't do this for the trend, I don't follow them. Altercations with the law, had a lot of them. People speaking for the people, I'm proud of them. Stick together, we can get it up out of them. I can't lie like I don't rap about killing and dope, but I'm telling my youngest to vote. I did what I did, cause I didn't have no choice and no hope. I was forced to just jump in and go. This bullshit is all that we know, but it's time for a change. Got time to be serious, no time for no games. Ain't taking no more, let us go for them chains. God bless they soul, every one of them names. It's bigger than black and white. It's a problem with the whole way of life. It can't change overnight. But we gotta start somewhere. Might as well go ahead, start here. We done had a hell of a year. I'ma make it count why I'm here. God is the only man I fear. They training officers to kill us, then shooting protesters with these rubber bullets. They regular people, I know that they feel us. These scars too deep, they heal us. What happened to COVID? Nobody remember, it ain't making sense. I'm just here to vent. It happened to one of your people, it's different. We get it, the system is wicked, just learn how to pick it. Knowledge is power, I swear I'm a witness. I know that I'm gifted, I won't go too deep, cause I'm scared they'll get me. Ain't scared to admit it, some shit I can't mention. It's people who can, well here's the chance. I won't take the stand, but I'll take a stand for what I believe. Must not be breathing the air that I breathe. You know that the way that I bleed, you can breathe. I never been a fan of police, but my neighborhood know I try to keep peace, so it's only right that I get in the streets. March for a reason, I just on GP. How people die for us to be free. Fuck do you mean? This was a dream. Now we got the power that we need to have. They don't want us with it, and that's why they mad. It's bigger than black and white. It's a problem with the whole way of life. It can't change overnight. But we gotta start somewhere. Might as well go ahead, start here. We done had a hell of a year. I'ma make it count why I'm here. God is the only man I fear. It's bigger than black and white. It's a problem with the whole way of life. It can't change overnight. But we gotta start somewhere. Might as well go ahead, start here. We done had a hell of a year. I'ma make it count why I'm here. God is the only man I fear.
Hey, peace, peace, everybody. This is your host, Brother Drew X. We're calling off that Black Nation Task Force Radio. Now, tonight we're going to be talking to a couple of activists, one out of Louisiana, Sister Breaker. We're going to also be talking to another sister out of Arkansas, Sister Keisha, and both of them seem to have some of the similarities in the same type of harassment going on. And let me go to Sister, open up the line for Sister Breaker. I think this is her on the, that's not the right line, that's us. 318, you on? Sister Breaker, is that you?
Yeah, I'm on here. How you doing?
Oh, okay. All right, doing good. And I'm on the other line with Sister Keisha. Let me make sure that's you. 479, that's you, Sister Keisha? Okay, maybe that's not Sister Keisha. 479-320. All right, somebody had their hands up. All right, we'll be back. Okay, Sister Brika, let me, we'll be back with you, 479. Sister Keisha, if you get online, press 1. Okay, go ahead, Sister Brika, introduce yourself and let the people know you, who you are, what city you're calling from, and what's going on in your city.
My name is Brika Peoples. I'm a community activist in North Louisiana, Caddo, DeSoto, and Red River. We have a lot going on. We have been having stuff going on since May 31st, since Brent Mason made his insensitive comment on Facebook by George Floyd. He's also a police officer. And we also had 2 in custody deaths. With a wicker park that was hidden from the community for 3 months. Someone called me about it, and I just went at it, and we pushed the issue with Tommy McLaughlin. He was beat to death in Shreveport by 3 officers, and they left him in the back of the police car for 45 minutes, and he died. His family, they wasn't aware about it. And I reached out to one of my colleagues from Johnny Cochran Law Firm, and he pushed the issue. We just had a demand of $25 million to the city. We sent that out last week, well, Thursday. And as soon as we sent it out, the same state police that were investigating the death of Tommy McLaughlin started targeting. What upset me is that we have Shreveport has a black mayor. They have a black young mayor. He never mentioned it. He's on his campaign trail, running for Senate as we speak. He never mentioned about the 2 in custody death. In fact, he told F. Sharpton that we love our police, that we sit and eat Kool-Aid and chicken with them. But that's not true. He never mentioned the in custody death or never even mentioned that to the family. Also, we are in DeSoto Parish, we are fighting voter suppression. Not only voter suppression, we fight police brutality. The city sheriffs, they literally beat our people. They target our people with mental issues. And it's like they use them as target practice as well. And they also taking women in the woods and rape them in a car unit. But 2 weeks ago, we had organized a 150-man march to the polls with community leaders, preachers, city councilmen, police jurors. It was a lot of people. So on my arrival there, I was literally attacked by the voting register office person, Amanda. Her name is Amanda Rain, and she targeted me. And after she targeted me, she made sure she called the state police. And I had two warrants off of my arrest for stopping voters fraud. And also, we put an end to that. They also giving the blacks in the community paper ballots. I don't know when they start giving the paper ballots. I never heard of them giving paper ballots. But they giving the blacks paper ballots and also giving the whites electronic. So we don't know if they throwing the ballots away. We don't even know how many ballots they had gave out like that. So we've been fighting voter fraud, voter suppression, voter intimidation, police brutality, and justice all above in North Louisiana. And it seems like we don't really have no help up here. We really don't. We don't have any help. It don't never get no type of attention. Our people just let it go off soon, but I stay on course and try to fight it.
Okay, we salute you for that. I mean, because that's where it started, you know. It start with one person to just keep being dedicated to the cause, and eventually the creator will send other people to you. But you know, for years, you know, we started, started this militia and this other stuff that we just started, and it didn't seem like it was gonna go anywhere. But you know, with persistence and dedication, and direction, and the ancestors, I know and I learned over the period of time that the creator will send the people to you. That you need. So, and I believe also that's what's going to happen down there. Go ahead, Sister Brika, but that's the same thing I believe will happen in your case also.
Yes, I mean, the voter registration officer, chief officer, her dad, he threatened one of my candidates as running for judge. I was sitting in the car, and he's an ex-sheriff. He said, Brenda, we just want stuff right. We just want to make it right. You know, the DA ain't right, which we have the best DA ever. Like, you don't find too many DAs that's going to tackle this police brutality. I can go to my DA. If somebody called me and say, Breka, the police putting drugs on me, or Breka, I got beaten. I even have a woman call me on Facebook and said I got raped in a unit. And if I call my DA hop on it. And we don't play around with no police brutality, none of that. We don't play. Or he don't even railroad the people. We don't even play about them railroading the people in the community. We have the best DA. I've never seen a DA the way we got in DeSoto Parish. We are very blessed.
That's good.
Yes, you never find it bad. He threatened my candidate. He told her that she better be careful. So when he told her that, I jumped out the car. I'm like, no, you better be careful. I told him, this is a Joshua generation. We are not afraid. We're going to fight our oppressors head on, and we're going to push through. And I said, if you send a threat, I can send one too. So,
right.
We fight, and I'm happy that the mission groups are coming together, because I want my people to understand this system was made to destroy us. It was made to keep us oppressed. But if we step out and get our own protection and build our own system, we won't have to use that system. But
some of
our people don't understand. They don't understand. I tried that. You can drill it in them, but they don't understand. Well, what I have been doing, my personal advisor is a minister. He's Muslim. He's with the Nation of Islam. So what I do, every man that I run across, I bring them to the Nation, because you need that guidance. You need that guidance, even though they don't believe in guns. But you need that guidance so they can know we can just build our own. We can build our own system.
Yeah.
And some of them don't know we can build it. But that's my goal, to destroy this system.
No, that's a good goal. I salute that goal. And you're right about that. Let me go to the phone lines. I got a caller standing by. Also, if Sister Keisha, if you're on, press 1 on your phone two times, one time at least, because I'm not seeing your number. Brother Aki, you on?
Yeah, I'm on.
Okay.
I'm on.
Yeah, I just seen your hands up, and
I was
still waiting on the call.
Yeah,
also.
I just did it to be in the queue.
Okay. Okay, if you get a chance, send that text out, because I'm waiting on us. I'm not sure this number. It's a number. There's some numbers on. There's so many. I can't tell who's who unless they press 1 on the phone. I go back to 479.
Because I sent the text.
Okay. All right. Try one more again. Maybe switch over and give them a call if you don't mind, Brother Aki, because I don't want to miss them.
Okay. Because I see her right here. She just texted me saying she's waiting. Let me call her real quick.
Okay. Go ahead.
I don't know what she means.
Okay. Let me see if this. Sister Keisha, is this your? I guess that's not her. Well, make sure she got the right number. Well, the number was on the page, but go ahead. I'm gonna go back to you, Sister Breka, until she call in. Actually, I'll give you a little information what I found out about some stuff that's going on in Louisiana myself. Today, they had an issue with the police down there. The black brothers on the police department in the state of Louisiana, they didn't actually name the city. It just came across the news as the state of Louisiana. The white police officers calling the black ones niggas, and didn't even get disciplined for it. There was a big commotion where the white officers from Louisiana called the black officers niggas straight out with no discipline. Yeah, so we living in a time where if we don't pull together, we're going to be getting pulled again behind cars, behind ropes. So we have no choice but to pool our resources, pool our people, and stand up for our brothers and sisters, because what we are witnessing all over the nation, in the state of Kentucky, we've seen how they did Sister Breonna. I mean, we got so many, we got so many memories, and they're not good. We don't even need any more to remind us of the injustice that we're getting. We don't even need any more. But you know, we salute you, what you're doing, Sister Breaker, and we are building the brothers and sisters up in your area that'll be able to protect our brothers and sisters. Also, we're building in the other area in Arkansas also. So we just want y'all to know y'all not out there alone, and we understand the corruption that goes on, but we willing to stand with you guys and make sure that y'all don't get abused, because it was one of my things back when I was growing up. Actually started when I was 12. I had this notion that I couldn't have been in that time zone of our ancestors, because that just wasn't me. And it was in me at 12. And another notion that I wasn't going to live in fear in this life. So that's what I'm saying. I'm not going to live in fear, and I don't want my brothers and sisters to have to live in fear neither. Mm-hmm. I'd rather die protecting them for their freedoms and my own freedom. So we're not going to stand by and idly keep watching these atrocities.
Yeah.
We do need brothers and sisters willing to stand. I mean, like you said, hey, it ain't nothing else. I mean, they just showed us everything. We just we have one option, just to stand and fight
back.
Yeah,
they've been.
Go ahead.
Yeah, they've been. The reason they're acting, they've been suppressed for over 100 years. So, I mean, you know, we can go out and say coon or cracker, but the first time they say nigger, we attack, which we supposed to. So since Trump came in, he got them all trumped up. We have an officer in Shreveport, in SPD. He teaches the tactics that was used on George Floyd. So he made jokes about it on Facebook. So I had said something, and I had put in a complaint about it, and he was on probation. He was on paid leave to investigation. So we had to get a 45 days of action. And in 45 days of action, we was trying to make sure we get justice for Tommy McLaughlin and make sure Brent Mason be held accountable. But Brent Mason mentor is also the chief. His mentee is also the chief of police. So nothing happened with that. He just got off paid administrative leave, and he got a promotion to lieutenant. They gave him a promotion. And after that, a couple of days ago, he made a post about me with my picture on Facebook. He said, I hate the police, and I hate white people, which is not true. My godmom is an SPD officer with him also, and I'm fighting for the police race. My DA is my kid's guy, is like family. My kids call him grandpa, so I don't hate the whites. I know all whites are bad, because it's not a black or white thing. It's a poor and rich thing. And now I just made a complaint, because like I told him, I said about him putting my picture on there. A militant group can see it, and if they can coop up and try to kidnap the governor in Michigan, what would you think he'd do to me? He literally put a target on my back, and it got shared over 500 times.
And that's a good observation, Sister Breaker. And that was the other sister that we were waiting to call in. She just said she was somewhere about 100 militia members, she said KKK. Had them surrounded, so that's real. That's a real thought that you just had, and that's a real good observation, because you know, displaying anybody face is a threat to me, and I see what you're talking about. That's a threat, you know, because like I said, you have this militia group, and with this state of madness that these people are in right now, everybody's trying to get kudos with white supremacists. To, you know, I'm the one, I'm the real one. You know what I mean? So that's considered a threat to me, for somebody to share your picture like that.
Yes.
Well,
he did it for a reason. And he also an MMA fighter, So he's global. But I'm like, I'm gonna tell my mayor. I'm going to the mayor's office. I'm going to the city council meeting next week in Shreveport. And I'm going to ask my mayor. You sit up here and say you work with the activists, you support the activists, but how do you support an activist when your only black activists that do fight for injustice, that stay on course, you allow your officers to attack them on Facebook and not say nothing, not do nothing, not say nothing, no discipline, nothing. You just let it go on. And it's okay. But I want my people to know all black people ain't your kinfolk.
Right.
It's not. People are put in place just to bring you down. Your black people can be your oppressor too, as well. And I'm gonna tell you something else. I spent the last 3 years, majority of my friends are lawyers, so I spent the last 3 years building my people up and putting them in place, because that's what we're gonna have to do. So in this election, I have two judges running DeSoto Parish, two black, a woman and a man, that I often go to for help. One of them is the chief prosecutor. And in Caddo, I also have a judge running for I have a candidate running for judge, and I also have someone running for Congress, and I also have someone running for U.S. Senate. Because in order for us to put people in place for it to be right, we have to put the right people in place for it to be right, for it to move
right
forward. Because if we don't, we're going to stay oppressed.
Right. And that's something you can't control the local politics. You can't control who's getting in office. You know, it's different than the national level, but locally you can control.
And you are correct. You're very correct. Our local politics get us to Washington. And what I mean by that is, you know, these people that's running for local elections most likely going to be running for state elections. State elections get you to Washington. So our local elections are more important than the national, because it gets you to Washington.
That's right. So let me ask you, Sister Bree, how long you been, in a political scene or activist, either one? How long you been doing that?
For the past 6 years. I'm gonna say a little bit ten. But you know, you have to sit down and pay attention. I had to sit down for the past. I'm gonna say 5 years ago I came out, but I had to sit down and watch and learn and see who which side is bad and good. But sometimes you gotta take the bad with the good as well, because you gotta know this not what I wanna be.
Right.
About 5 years.
All right, well. All right, hold on a second, Sister Brigham. We're going to play a quick song, and I'm going to try to get the other caller in with us so we can see what's going on in A-Town, and we'll just keep on answering questions and networking until we win. But hold on, we'll be right back with y'all in about 4 minutes.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
This is a big party, man.
Mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way
to bring some love and kiss here today. Oh, picket lines and picket signs. Punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see. What's going on?
We back with you again. We on with Sister Breaker Peepers from Louisiana, and she's just going over some of the harassment that she's been receiving as an activist, been arrested. You know, sometimes when you're sticking up to do work for your people, you're going to be attacked. You're going to have an enemy, and you're going to see your enemy one day. But we salute her for standing in there, and we need more brothers to stand up and help and watch and protect our sisters. Our sisters, a lot of our sisters on the front line. We're also waiting on Sister Keisha Williams to call in. If you get in, Sister Keisha, press 1 on your phone, and we'll get you in, too, because we need to hear what's going on around the nation so everybody can get the big picture that we are under attack by a supremacist, white supremacist system, and they don't want to see us rise, but it's only one thing we can do is rise, is to unite and let everybody send the message that we all are one. And you harm one of us, you harmed all of us. And there's repercussions from this group. A lot of groups do talking, but there's repercussions for touching one of ours. That's all I'm going to say on that. And that we're not just talking. We never just talk. I just want to put that out there because it needs to be seen. So, Sister Breaker, recently we had one of your sitting congressmen from Louisiana, Clay Higgins, say some crazy stuff to a group. What's your thoughts on this guy?
That dog on Clay is hell, ain't it? Talking about how you going to attack the protesters. I mean, I'm not surprised about it. I mean, I'm not surprised. You know, I'm also with the Democrat Party on the DPEC. I wasn't surprised. I mean, as I stated before, that's why we need to put our own people in place. And, you know, I'm going to say this too. We need to our people need to also need to know they had to build a pact. Because, you know, with these elections, they also take money. People take money from other people that don't need to be taking money from other people. And that's because we don't put money behind our people to run for elections. These elections that I do, and I have some of my team do, we do it free. You know, I was telling my one of my friends the other day, I was like, we don't have to take this back to 1963, 1965. And when I stated that, I didn't think I was going to be fighting voter suppression. I was trying to say, you know, everybody didn't want money to pay you to vote, make sure you vote.
Yeah.
Everybody didn't want money to pay people to canvass, get people out there, get people registered. People was doing it because it needed to be done. And now you have it. People are like, well, you're not going to pay me. I'm not going to canvass. I'm not going to pick nobody up and take them to the polls. If you don't have no food at your location, I'm not going to, you know. And I felt like the Lord used that within me for this to happen so our people can get out there and push the people to vote because now everybody woke up. My grandparents in 1963, my grandparents were the Booker T. Washington in Shreveport. And that's when I call him the devil. The daughter was over the city, and they brought the dog and the horses in the school and beat the children, put the children on the back of a garbage truck, and hauled them off to jail. Now children. So I hate when people say, "Well, I would have done this back then if it was me." I can't say that because I mean. I used to say I wasn't like my ancestors, but I cannot say what I would do if I was my ancestors because I didn't know what warrants I had when they put them two warrants out on me. All I know is I had two warrants. The state police called my mom, my godmom, which is an SPD officer that he used to work with, And told them I have two warrants out, and they was really trying to get me a federal charge and stated that I said I was going to put the lady in a body bag, but I never made that statement. And that's what they do. They try to put a federal charge on you so you won't be able to get no government assistance. You won't be able to go to school.
Right.
You won't be able
right.
to do anything. You be held down in a bubble. And they know I'm going to law school. I'm going to law school. I am, so I can make sure my people had the right representation.
That's good.
And that's my plan. But, I mean, this is a fight that we must continue to keep pushing on, keep pushing through.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we definitely
we're
going to
take
keep
all of
pushing.
Us.
You're right about
we're
that.
We're
going to
take all of us.
Yeah, we're going to keep on pushing. If any one of the phone lines are very full. I know it's all the brothers from the militias on. Anybody want to get in and say something to Sister Brika while she's on and just give her a word of encouragement, go ahead and press 1 on your phone. Hey, you know, we got to stand up. We got all our sisters standing up. We got to hear from our brothers that let that. What, you know what? I need my brothers to call in right now to let these other people know that's listening that these sisters not alone. So press 1 on your phone and we'll get you in. Sisters, y'all can also participate also. But, you know, and here lately, you know, I don't know what's going on, but let's go to the phone line. 317, yo.
Peace, this is Brother Cabetta Shell.
Hey, Cabetta Shell. Yeah, I just.
Hey, how y'all doing?
All right.
Okay,
doing
how you doing?
So what's on your mind?
Excuse me?
She was just saying how you doing. I was just saying, what you want to bring to the program, Brother Cabetta Shell, Strong Soldier? You know. I know you got the sisters back, right?
Yes, indeed. Yeah, it's to the point where, you know, like I'm starting to see way more sisters. Not to discredit the brothers, but I've been seeing a lot of sisters, man, standing strong on them front lines, man, and taking up for the black man. And, like, I mean, it's like, God damn, like, man, that's what we need, man. That's what we need. And brothers need to, you know, like, it's to the point where, like, you know, brothers in America, man, we do need the sisters, man, to stand up too with us because, like, I mean, man, all odds is mainly against black men. I mean, they trying to feminize us. And, you know, saying, I mean, you know, the strong brothers ain't going for that shit, but, you know, like they definitely pushing an agenda to really get rid of us so they can get our women. And, you know, like we can't let that happen, man. Like, I mean, yeah, we at war, man. This is war, man.
Right.
Most definitely. Civil war. We're in the civil war. And you are so correct. We're in the midst of a civil war. And, you know, our women have always been front line in the beginning of times, you know,
right.
we bear the children. So we're going to always protect the black man. But sometimes our black man don't protect us. We get, and what I mean by it, because I'm going to tell you about a situation I had just recently. We was protesting for the removal of a statue. This young dude named Nicky Daniels, he was there for 30 minutes and did his little thing and got viral. And he stated, I was never there to protect them black bitches. Yeah, it's recorded. He said, I never was out there to protect them black bitches. And his whole motive was he's the mayor's friend, and his mayor was running up for an election this current election. And I guess he didn't want the movement interfered with his running for Senate, and there you have it. But he literally stated on more than one occasion, and it is crazy because you don't know. I'm at the point like I don't know who to trust. Sometimes I can't trust my back brother because they sell us out quick. I like
right,
this
right.
like one of these mans in DeSoto Parish. He holding up the KKK sign. And I told him just like this. I said, if this man is the KKK and he's the judge, we removed two judges off the bench within a year. Oh, we get shit done in DeSoto Parish. You're not going to railroad our black boys and think you're going to be on the bench. We get your ass out of there. But,
right.
He he was holding up the sign, and I asked him, I said, Sambo, why you got this white man, why you got the KKK sign, and you know he gave you all the years? So, and I told him, I'm like, if you know he's railroading your sister, and I'm going through this, how can you stand with him? Like, as a black man, how can you stand with him? I mean, to this day, I don't have no clue.
Well, you know, well, those individuals, you know, and I'm not sorry to say this, man, and when they perish and when they come back, they're going to be prey in the wild to you know, they're going to come back as something that they don't want to be, man. Like there's a quote, a warrior dies once, but a coward dies a thousand deaths. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, and that's a true fact. So I'd rather be that warrior, you know? You know, so, I mean, you know, so when they, you know, like, I mean, man, yeah, that's what it's going to be, man. Like, individuals, I wouldn't even worry about them, because if they really live by that bullshit that they say, when they come back, they're going to be a damn tree or something. That's not going to, you know, benefit us, you know what I'm saying, when it's time for them to come back. You know, they're going to be something else. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, that's what it's going to be, man. Karma's a motherfucker, man. Karma's a motherfucker. They got a way of doing shit that, you know what I'm saying, that people don't recognize. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody want to be, well, you know, they hop on these rap songs, I'm going to go kill me a nigga. I'm going to go kill, or fuck this bitch. Fuck her, you know. Hey, look, you know, when your ass come back, you gonna be something that is gonna be a threat. That's why I've been posting them. Right, them Komodo dragons, them animals that I've been posting. Man, that shit, those animals don't die for no reason, man. It got to be some reason why. People say, "Well, this is all nature." Man, those are people who done shit in the past life, and then they came back. And then now they pray in the wild. So you know, we ain't even got no remorse for them. We just going to keep on moving. And three things, I'm going to say this: economics, a militant forefront, and total and complete separation. Man, if we got all them three in place, man, we ain't going to lose.
Right.
I'm going to pick it back on you when you say individual. These individuals are having like 20 people amongst them, leading them the wrong way. So if you have these 20 people that's loud and they also getting lead the wrong way, it's hard for them to perish, because they think that's the right way to go, because they don't know. They don't know. Our people are not educated. They're not educated on voter education, voter suppression, voter intimidation, or even voter mobilization.
Right.
We're gonna have to, it really going to have to take the men to get out there and educate the younger generation, the millennium group, the younger generation, of why it's important to vote, and to make sure you look on their ballots and see who supported it. Because some of these people that be on these that supporting these people on these ballots, we fight these same people.
Right. Let me bring another brother on with us. Also been waiting a while. Let's get. Let me see. And also, I see a lot of calls been dropping. I'm getting texts that they're being dropped, so we might have a little interference also tonight. 214-498, you back on?
Oh, yeah, I'm on now.
Okay, Brother Ike, I just want to, you know, some of the brothers to call in and let these people that listen to us to know that these sisters not out there alone, you know, that they going to take the front line. We're definitely going to be behind them with locked and loaded. And some of us on the front line also, but what you want to add, Brother Ike?
Yeah, man. Yeah, this situation is going on a lot. I just got a phone call at the beginning of this conference from a comrade that we was with down in Wolf City, up in Kansas City, Missouri. He was saying they kind of got an emergency situation out there where they need some boots on the ground or some comrades that's already out there, because they're getting threats, you know, from so-called white supremacists. You know,
right.
And this is
about, you know, everything is at the tip right now, man. Things about to be out of control in every city pretty soon. So, you know, we do need to be available to help our brothers and sisters. So that's why it's imperative that, man, we start letting people know what, I mean, well, and I think they're going to know before this year is out what time it is. But, yes, sir, you know, we'll check into that too, Brother Ike. You know, one thing about doing this stuff over 20-something years, man, we've been burnt up a lot of money traveling up and down this highway, you know, running to everybody's rescue. And we're gonna have to pool our resources, man, to get our brothers and sisters all over the land where we need them. You know what I'm saying? It's not an easy job, but we will come. But as far as our sisters, you know, we're just letting the sister know that we hear her and letting the people them know that's listening that we have her back. So that's, you know, what you think about that, Brother Ike?
Oh, definitely, man. Yeah. I don't know what's wrong with a lot of brothers. I don't know what's wrong with a lot of brothers these days. I don't know what's really happening to them, but, you know, I've been noticing, too, a lot more sisters have been standing up on the front line. You
right.
know, even this
know,
event. What'd you say, Drew?
Go ahead, Ike. Go ahead.
Yeah, even in Philly, you know, you got all this rioting going on in Philly, and it was a lady that was you know, the main on the front line was the main one to get that going. You know what I mean? So yeah, we definitely got to protect our women, you know, and
right.
as well as a lot of the younger people that's out there getting killed. But yeah, we definitely got to be out there, man, and keep pushing, you know, influencing and recruiting so that we'll have enough people to cover these different areas so that they can be able to protect our people.
Right. And that's our job, man. And, you know, we took on this job to join this militant movement. And one thing we can't be is cowards. I mean, one thing I can't stand no coward, man. If, you know, if don't join something if you ain't real to it. Don't not join a militant group if you're not about putting your life on the line. Because, you know, man, when we put our life on the line and I really don't want to network with no brothers who are scared or afraid or show any type of fear, because that would breed on the other people. Fear breeds on people. If somebody see you scared, if your children see you scared, guess what's going to be in their mind? They scared. So we got to rock power, man. You know, we gonna live this life that the Creator gave us, and anybody try to take our life, we gonna kill their ass. It ain't gonna be no, ain't no other option. You try to take our lives, our friends' lives, our people's lives, and then we're gonna have to just show you that we're gonna take some lives. I mean, in self defense, we will kill in self defense. I tell you that now. That's no joke. We will kill in self defense. And if anybody on the line, anybody in our group don't feel that way, you're in the wrong group, because I'm telling you.
Drew, can I piggyback on something, too?
Yeah, go ahead.
I would appreciate it, like with the militant group, for some of them to respect the black women as well, because I see, you know, like I tell you with Nikki, calling us black bitches. I mean, you can't say that you want to protect a black woman and you calling us black bitches. It don't work that way. Even if you're not even saying it to me, you might be saying it to someone else. You know.
Okay.
It makes it hard for us
stuff?
To be. Huh?
Who you saying was saying
I'm
stuff
sorry?
Like that?
Nikki Daniels. Nikki Daniels.
I don't know.
Yeah, Nikki Daniels.
I don't know him.
Yeah, but I know I see some people that be with the militant group, some men that do.
Oh,
I
yeah.
see that often on their page.
You know what, Alpha Sister Brika, a lot of these people haven't been politicized. They join, they don't have no type of training. They don't have no type of emotional training. They don't have no type of books training. So for one of the things when you first come into the militant, when I first came into the militant Nation of Islam years ago, about 20-something years ago, the first thing they told me, brother, we're going to have to teach you how to control your emotions. I was like,
that's right.
You know, I never heard of that. You
man,
know what I mean? Control your emotions. So a lot of these brothers joining these groups, they have no type of political training, no type of emotional training, mental training. They just think it's all glamour and guns, but that's what you're seeing when you're hearing, you know, brothers say that. I mean, if you're hearing a brother calling a sister out of their name, if you see a brother beating a sister ass, you know he out of balance. You know he don't know a lot.
Right.
I mean, yeah, it's, he way off course. So don't judge us all by one, but he just needs to be re-taught, re-edited.
Mr. Drew, I watch you. I can't judge you, Mr. Drew. I've been watching you for the past, I think, was it 6 months since Tommy McLaughlin, Bill? So, yeah. But, no, you have a lot of people on here, so I wanted to put that out there, too.
Yeah, you're right. You're right, though. Yeah, you're right, though.
Yeah.
We still see that, you know, but, you know, that somebody, I'll tell you, one of the leaders of the new Black Panther Party, one of the founders' leaders, he used to tell me, if you don't have your home in order, you really can't help no damn body. He used to just be straight up with it. So, and that's a sign. If your home is at disarray, your life's going to be at disarray. And I mean, I learned a lot from this, but I thought I wanted to mention that because that's something people need to know. If you out of order at home, you really can't help nobody. You need to get yourself checked first.
Have.
Yeah, so I just wanted to put that out there. We, you know, sometimes they say steel sharpens steel, and we teach each other.
I know, that's right. You said you was with the nation 26 years ago, so I know you're a wise man.
Yeah, well, yeah.
And they know how to humble
you,
too.
Yeah, and I probably would have still been in the nation, but something else was more militant that the nation wouldn't allow me to do. And so I got another calling, but, you know, I remember the teachings, but my militancy won't allow me to stay there because, you know, I just put it like that because when they dragged James Byrd, I knew I was a different person. When they drugged James Byrd in Jasper, Texas, I knew then. I said, because all I wanted was revenge. And them brothers told me, no, we can't do that, And I seen the Panther Party in the streets in South Dallas one day, and I said, that's what I'm looking for. And I grew up with them and made it to the top of a region as a regional chairman. And then I had to branch out because the things in the party didn't go the way that it should. And I said, well, I guess the creator want me to lead my own group. And that's how the Black Militia got started. And I can only say this, Sister Breaker. We put our life on the line for our brothers and sisters. All the brothers and sisters in the militia is a strong unit, strong family we've been building for years. And I ain't going to say too much, because, you know, you say too much, the enemy try to see how he can get in and tear shit up. But I'll tell you this, when we say we will ride for our brothers and sisters, we have done that. When I say we will kill in self-defense for our brothers and sisters, we ain't done that yet, but I know we will do that. I know we will in self-defense, and that's a God-given right and a legal right. In self-defense, you can protect your life. So if anybody try to harm us or our brothers and sisters in self-defense, we're going to let it go.
And we ain't
accepting
no heart attacks either.
They kill brothers and sisters and execute them all the time in a lot of different ways. But we know that. Yeah, we know that. But, you know, all we trying to do is live. If anybody try to do anything else, then we have a right. We have a global, universal right to live. And anybody else? Let me see. Anybody else? A lot of brothers and sisters say they keep getting bumped offline. So, I mean, they try to keep us from talking and getting the messages out, but we're going to keep on pushing. Let me try to check the board, see if anybody else trying to get in with us. Brother Ike, Brother Kabesha, y'all got anything to add?
Well, I just want to say, we just going to keep on moving, and we ain't stopping. This is what it is. Man, I'm trying to get things in order, man, right now so that I can move around.
Yes, sir.
So,
we got another caller coming in. Better share, hold your thought right there. Let's take the next caller coming in. 972, Dallas, Texas, you on?
Yes, sir. What's going on, Commander?
Hey, what's happening? We just on here letting the Sister Breakers know and all other people know that the Black Militia is behind them, and we ain't going to be taking no shorts. What you at?
Yes, sir. That's for sure. This Commander Scarface being in Dallas, Texas. Queen, how you doing today? I hope everything's going good with you. But Brother Drew, yeah, I wanted to add to that too. I've been, you know, just like McConnell has and others be saying, sisters, saying that I have been seeing a lot of our, you know, of our black sisters out on the front line, put their life on the line. We got some of our brothers that bag the hell down like the kids. But what they need to do is bring their ass to the front line.
Right.
Which is I feel like is, you know, like you said earlier, if you scared to be in this organization, you don't need to have your ass in it. Don't be scared.
Right.
But we got too many souls that are ride or die for our people.
Right.
But I also got a text about 20 minutes ago from one of my people that I know out in the Garland area said that that be aware they got white supremacists coming towards Texas, which they will be hitting Rowlett and Garland. But you know, here in South Dallas, we waiting for them. We done ran their ass out the road and run their ass out of here.
Who was that?
Right, so you know we will stand up, and a lot of people don't know we did Predator Watch all this weekend, coming in with a new moon that hadn't been around. A full moon came in that hadn't been on a Halloween since 1944, and so we put some of our brothers on alert, and we went and stake out all the malls and shopping centers and watching for these people who were going around snatching our children and these traffickers. You see that a lot of people don't know, you do have some power. We can sit out there and we can watch. We can take shifts, put people in the east, the west, the south, and the north around these shopping centers and sit back and watch. We done caught some. Yes, we did. Did we catch some, Faith?
Yes, sir. Caught some and enjoy giving the ass up. Which could beat the shit out of them. I would have been happy.
Just by
my chief of staff went and did a little stakeout yesterday too. Everything worked pretty good. All I need to do is let my people know, if y'all in this, you need to get out all of November, all of December, and January, because the traffic ain't stopped. They still doing it. They ain't going to quit. They going to keep on hitting it. So it's time for y'all to put the boots to the ground, step out, do a stakeout, get your cameras out, get your phones out, record the ads, if you see something don't look right. If you see some kind of like some people seen they had the hoods up, decoy.
Right.
But that ain't gonna work.
Yeah.
Y'all gotta be alert to that too.
Yeah. So in other words, we're just letting you know militias ain't just
I do apply,
you know.
Huh?
Go ahead.
Oh, letting the queen know that I applaud her, you know. I also applaud everything that you're doing. Keep standing up, keep standing tall. And if you need us, we got you. We got your back. That's for damn.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
All right.
No problem.
And staying here.
All right.
Thank
you. We'd like to work down there, that network that you got going on. We've got another caller coming in from the 972 area code. Sister K-Yo.
Peace, everyone. I just want to say all respect to Sister Brika and all praises to her for standing up in her area. And putting
Thank
up
you.
With the beach down there. All respect to you, sister.
Thank
and
you.
I appreciate it. You're welcome. And I just want to say it's time for all of us to stand up.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Everybody needs to stand up. This is not a time to be sitting down. This is not a time to be hiding. This is a time for everybody to stand up. Get on your P's and Q's, as they say, and be watchful.
Right on.
And just like all
right.
these supremacists, you know, I guess think they scaring somebody, but they don't know a lot of blacks these days ain't scared like they used to be. A lot of
right.
us are waiting. Yeah, a
be
lot of us ain't gonna just sit around and take what they think they gonna dish out. They got something else coming, all I gotta say.
Oh yeah.
All right. We appreciate
you calling on that
phone.
Peace, everybody.
All right, peace, then. All right, so anybody else? I'm telling you, there's hundreds of people on here tonight listening to this program, and I wish we had other sisters on because she had a good story. I mean, not a story, a good testimony down there also that we needed to hear. But we just want our brothers and sisters to know that we're going to stand with them. This is one group, you know, dedicated to standing with our brothers and sisters. I was going to say this is one group dedicated to defending our brothers and sisters, but the only reason I won't say that is because a lot of lives been lost, and we ain't stopped it. So, but we are dedicated to stand, but eventually we're going to be dedicated to defend. It's two different words. We are dedicated to stand with our sisters and brothers, and one day we'll be dedicated to defend them to death. You know, you do one something to one of ours, we got to show you that wasn't correct. I put it like that. I got to watch the words before I be locked up too.
I hear you, Nat Cutter. I hear you, Nat Cutter.
I mean, that's the only way we can be in this world. I mean, if not, we dead one by one. They've been killing us one by one. If we, my brother right here, Brother Kabetisha. I need that song, Brother Kabetisha. He had a song that I refused to die in the goddamn tree. In other words, I refused to let somebody hang my ass like that. And that's what we refuse that, you know, as a metaphor to be just taken out like that. You know, we refuse it.
Mm-hmm.
We ain't saying it can't happen, but we ain't no willing participants.
That's right.
You ain't lying.
Yeah.
They getting too bold on that.
Yes, sir. Anybody else with, you know, we got a lot of people I don't know want to get back in. I think we got this might be Brother Waqil. Brother Waqil, is that you, young?
Yes, sir, Brother Drew, this is me.
Peace, Black Brother
Power.
Waqil. Black Power, one of my first soldiers that I recruited out of Louisiana some years ago. Waqil have been all over, a lot of people don't know. Waqil have been in the front lines with us and traveling all the Carolinas and other places, and they just don't know. He's been always a true soldier. Never did show no fear. He actually, see, Waqil brought me some knowledge. He brought me some songs that motivated me. Go ahead, Brother Waqil. Put your spin in.
Yeah, I just wanted to tell Sister Bricka, you know, I'm here in Mansfield. Anytime you need me, don't hesitate to contact me. I'm on your side. I'm in your corner.
I know that you are, and I sure. When I say I appreciate you, I really do. And when he said to you, you don't fear nothing, I know he don't, because your brothers don't. So I was laughing when he said it, because I'm one of his sisters now. Like, she literally is front line with me, you know.
Talking about Chastity.
Yeah, his brother, the lady at the register voter, she also is about to try to get his brother fired. I haven't told you about it. She lied, crying to the post office and told them that he threatened her and he called out her name. And that never happened. Matter of fact, he was nowhere near her or by her. Don't even know how she looked. I'm like, these people try to work through you to try to get to your people. And work through you. And see, that's because his sister is very outspoken. And the reason I made the comment about the heart attack is, you know, we had people that was about to testify against them for voters fraud, shooting a car up in a project around kids in the daytime, and it was just going on a speed limit of, 20 miles. And
wow.
These people are having heart attacks right when it's almost close to trial.
Oh, yeah, they dirty like that. A lot of people don't think that type of stuff happens. They can get covert and take you out the game if you ain't careful. So you're right about that. So they ain't just had a heart attack. Somebody took them out the game.
That's so correct.
It's deep what we up against, but, you know, we win the game in the end. I don't care how it's going now. I already know we win in the end. We will win the game.
These judges are so upset. These judges are so upset. One said that one really put a gun on three black boys, walked in three teenage black boys. And it pissed me off so bad because after walked in that yard and put the gun to their head. And what pissed me off so bad, he seen the video. Nobody didn't say shit or do nothing. Like, I tried and tried to make people move. I tried and tried to make people, you know, push the issue. Let's push this issue. Let's show them that you're not about to put no gun in these. These teenage boys, three black boys. Yes, and they wasn't doing anything. And remind you, they just bust his meth lab And they ain't doing anything about that either. So they not even holding themselves accountable, holding their parents accountable. So they trying to say it's a power shift right now going on in DeSoto Parish. And people need to keep their eyes on DeSoto Parish because it's a power shift. What's going on right now ain't never happened. When I say we have the best DA, he can vouch for that. He can say that IDA is the best. He do not railroad the blacks. He's not going to give you overtime. And he don't believe in a death penalty, and he believe in second chances. You're not going to find a DA that's going to hold these people when my DA dead. And it's the truth because he's not letting them railroad the blacks. We putting people in place in DeSoto Parish, and we're doing it bit by piece. But it's going to happen, and I want my people to just wake up. Because we get these two black judges in, ain't nothing going to happen. We will have, if they have to do, everybody got to be held accountable. So if you do something that's, and you, he's been giving you chances, and you got to do a time, we have reform. If you got to go to jail, we have reform when you can go out of jail. These people have plans in place for the city. Or do y'all know they losing our black mayor? Sambo and Django. That's how they use our mayor against us. And he just put us back in phase one. He told us we can't protest, we can't organize, we can't march because he got upset about them 150 men that came to the polls in a suit to vote. And my thing is, they can tell me that I couldn't go in there and take them people to help them vote because we got people that was in wheelchairs. We had people with on walking sticks because we had to help get out the car. We wasn't able to on walking sticks, and we had people that wasn't able to read the ballot. And they said I was campaigning within 600 feet because they couldn't get me on that felony. But I never said who I was voting for. In fact, they was pissed off because this never happened in history. Never happened in history. You see all the pastors together, the city council, police jury, everybody coming to one to go vote. And they getting these little black boys to take them with them too. So they didn't like that. That upset them. How she ran out there in my face and hollered, it's like she was afraid of these black men. And what y'all don't understand, what a white woman calling on us is worse than they do y'all. Because anything can happen. Anything can happen. They can want something so evil happen to you because they mad. They mad because they mad hurt. These white women, they're jealous of the way we look. They're jealous of our boldness. They want to beat us, but it's just that I'm being honest with you. Some of them can't. Majority of them can't. They can't do what we do. They can't do what we do because we just don't give a fuck. Because I'm gonna tell you, I don't give a fuck. Shit. But and I'm sorry, I ain't trying to cut right. But I'm just telling you, I don't care. Y'all just know how it be. I'm frustrated. I'm frustrated about all the stuff going on and people. Our people, they waking up, but it's like, when are you gonna keep moving a little fast? Because we tired.
Then I'll keep people keep on fighting amongst each other.
Oh, and that fight. I told him the other day, like, Lord, can y'all stop fighting for 1 second? I don't care. Act like y'all cousins. We cousins anyway. Act like y'all cousins. We fight and we get along. You be mad at your cousin. Like, I can be mad at my cousin. But if somebody jump on my cousin, I'm going after them. Act like that's your cousin. Like, just, no. I mean, and our people they not getting it. And like we said, the women are front line already. We front line, but we want the man to hurry up. We want to do this together. We want him to
hurry up.
That's
right.
Because he's ready to go.
Right. Well, I can tell you it's going to be a change.
We can finish something. Because what y'all don't understand is we're fighting two battles. We fight that black-on-black crime. And that police brutality.
Yes,
we can't focus on one. We got to pick one. Actually, if y'all want to pick this side, we can pick that side. We can do it all together. It doesn't matter. But we fighting two battles, and we got to come together so we can able to get this straight.
Right. We definitely need to stop that black on black crime because we're losing all our brothers and sisters. We're losing all our brothers that can stand up and help protect our sisters.
Yeah.
And losing a G generation of people, and so that means a lot of children will be raised again with no dads and no guidance. So we got to reach these
brothers
and sisters.
That's where we
want to
stop.
Yeah, and we got to let our listeners know, you know, the ones who hadn't been educated in this political side, that you know, the first teaching start at home. You must make sure your children understand and respect life, and understand the pain of what other people go through when they lose a loved one. To all the other brothers online, I closed the lines. We were getting a lot of feedback from somewhere, so I closed everybody's line. I'll come back to everybody and check to see if they had any closing remarks. We're going to get out of here in a few minutes. In about 10 more minutes, we'll be off air. But, you know, we have to retrain. We have to reach out to the youth. You know, we just can't think it's going to go away because they've had about 500 years of programming done. You know, maybe they ain't even 500, but the programming that's been done on our people is over 500 years old. So it's not going to be an overnight sensation changing our brothers and sisters, but we can make sure the people in our household to learn to respect life and others and respect our sisters and respect themselves. Because once again, if you don't have respect for yourself, once again, you're out of chaos. I mean, you're out of order and you can't respect nobody else. So first we have to teach self-respect. And that's something they used to teach in school when we were young. I used to be like, what is this? It was on the report. You used to get a grade for it. I think they called it self-control back then. You used to get a grade for that. Did you have any control of yourself? And we had one of my brothers, he never gave that check mark on that one. He never did, one of my brothers. He didn't get a check
mark.
Well,
he might
be
my brother too then, because I ain't never get that check mark. I'm still getting fussed at by the mail. So I ain't lying. Because, I mean... Y'all don't understand. I mean, I'm not going to say y'all don't understand, but for you to go through that and you can't even go to sleep, you don't know if people going to run in your house and try to do stuff to your kids. These people are evil.
Oh, we definitely understand. This not the church members. We in the choir. We singing it.
This is in the choir. We singing
it too. Yeah, so we know what they capable of doing. And they used to come park in front of my house, you know, so I know what you're talking about. So, you know, to try to intimidate me. And, I mean, I'd have had them follow me home from a protest, 4 or 5 cars. So I know, but they
it
just didn't know
crazy
I was.
Because they so bold.
Right. Yeah, so I know what you're talking about, Sister Brika. What we're going to do right now, we're going to play a song, and then after that song, we're going to come back and for closing remarks, and we're going to get out of here. And we, you know, we'll give all our salutes before we get out of here. So we'll be, let me find this song. If they try to hide it, I might can't play it. My switchboard went down there. Well, I guess they didn't want me to play sound because the change is going to come. We'll go back to the caller line, see anybody having a closing. Yeah, I had Sam Cooke as a closing song, but the change is going to come. I can guarantee you that.
That would have mellowed me out, too.
Okay. Well, now they can let it back up. I'll say. It'd be nice. Let's see if I can find it. Yeah, there it is. We'll be right back with y'all.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there. Beyond the sky, it's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown.
telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. Then I go to my brother, and I say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my
y'all. We're getting ready to get out of here. I want to go to the phone lines again. Sister Michelle, we just want you to say hi, Black Power. She's one of our sisters. She's always on every week with us. She's just kind of shy. But Sister Michelle, I'm open line. You can say hello. Hey, Sister Michelle, y'all.
Hello, everyone. Black Power.
Hey,
how
Black
you doing?
Power, Sister Michelle. Mm-hmm. All right, I just wanted you to get, I'm trying to get in the practice of getting out there, you know, because everybody's voice is important. Your voice, if you wouldn't be born, if your voice wasn't important. So I just wanted you to get in to say something, Sister Michelle, going down in history.
And I appreciate it.
All right. So we appreciate you being part of the program every week, because that's each one teach one, and you know, that's how we, you know, we're a family. You know, it ain't, everybody can say whatever you're on your mind on this program, because it's a family program. And when I say a family, I mean everybody, we all connected. All right, y'all. And I ain't going to hold everybody. I'm going to go back to the calling lines. So, Michelle, you have anything else to say before I close your line? All right, Sister Michelle, out of there. Let me go. Waukee, are you still on? Okay, we're going down the line. Waukee, check your mute button. Thank you. Okay, I'm going down. Sister K, I'm coming to you next. See if you have any closing remarks.
Just wanted to say peace again, and like I said before, all respect to Sister Breaker, and you know, keep doing what you're doing and keep on keeping on, as they say.
All right.
Yes, I'll do appreciate it.
All right.
I really
do
appreciate it.
All right. Brother Face, you back on?
Yes, sir. I'm still.
All right. Yeah. Any closing remarks?
All I'm going to say, just like the sister said, sister, I apologize, salute you. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep on pushing. Don't give up. And you got some fighters behind you. You got some soldiers. And I know I ain't scared of shit. I done fought too many battles with Drew side by side. That's my brother. So, like I phrase it, you know, just like I phrase say, it's freedom of death to my last breath. Black Power.
All right. Black Power.
Freedom of death.
That's right. Oh, why can't you get back in there? All right. Let me go to you. Can I get you back on?
Oh, yeah. I'm
yes,
still
sir.
On.
All right, do you have any closing words for the
Aki? Yeah, man, I just want to say, yeah, we all got our back, you know, if we have to, we will roll down there.
Oh, yeah, ain't no doubt about it. There ain't no doubt about it. It ain't. Especially from,
I do appreciate it.
Yeah, we building already down there, and we got a couple more chapters just a couple hours away, so. Yeah, so, you know, you ain't going to be alone. Just a phone call away, and we're going to be riding.
Yeah, Here we come, suited, booted, right. Locked and loaded.
Thank you.
All right, Brother Cabela, share, you got any closing remarks?
Yeah, I just wanted to just say a few things. You know, I just want to say everybody just keep on working. No matter what I got going on up over here, I'm still going to be in the fight. And no one person is bigger than us all getting free. You know what I'm saying? That's just
right.
That's really
right.
What I'm going to say.
Yeah, we're there.
All right, Sister Brika, we'll give it to you. Any closing words?
I appreciate y'all. I really do. I appreciate y'all. I really kind of vent it because I've been pissed off all week.
All right.
I've been pissed off all week. But I appreciate y'all, and I thank y'all. If y'all need me, I'm here as well.
All right, yeah. We see that you got certain talents that's going to come in handy and getting our brothers and sisters free. So we're definitely going to be working with you. And we're going to leave, play this closing song by a brother online, but near Brother Cabela Shell. He made this song for the militia some years ago. It's still powerful and hold truth. Okay, y'all, we're going to play this and we're going to get out of here.
The black race can't afford you no more. Oh, there used to be a time we'd see somebody like you singing, clowning, yassabossing, and we wouldn't do anything. Folks like that. You were good. Homie kind of nigga. When they needed somebody to mistreat, call a name or two, they paraded you. Reminded them of the good old days. Not no more. The day of the Geechee is gone, boy, and you going with it. We can't let nobody go on believing we all fools.
Everybody in the sleep on straight action. No questions asking, no compromise. Fuck a 40 acres in a mule. This earth is mine, it's wartime. My people dying, tired of seeing black mothers crying. I'm from the ghetto, so that's where I'ma start. No line, black on black crime gotta cease. We need protocol and order. Respect and unification. Righteous nation building without feminization. Feminization of the black man is at hand. Any coon niggas after disrespecting the black queens getting a combat boot to the face. So respect, if not, we gon' put you in your place. Order and protocol is the action from here on out. I see some fake revolutionaries half-stepping. I live this, so therefore I'm putting my life up to protect. So this goes out to the fake revolutionary. Step the fuck off the web, you ain't living there, so about what you speak. Real warriors and die for the cause. Bullshit is not tolerated. We building a firm nation. Bitch niggas and crackers get obliterated.
Kill them all. Kill a faggot. Kill a lesbian. And after you kill them all, I said that day about Mandela to let you know what he really knows about me. Don't know a damn thing. I said when you go to the goddamn grave and dig them up and kill them a goddamn again. Because they didn't die.
Anybody asking, I got the answers to unasked questions. No, I'm not a mascot, and this is not a sports team. Black militia nation, we ain't playing no games. Y'all put me here to be a soldier, so I'ma act on it. We don't run, we got that Nat Turner in our blood. Malcolm McCallie, Garvey, Harriet Tubman, George Jackson, Fred Hampton. Step in our way and watch what happens. We well disciplined. Frontline majors, boo-hoo, rule to the RBGs and a scary X, and to all the brothers and sisters putting their work and laying that law down. This is the national worldwide alert to all bloods, Crips, BDs, Latin Kings, 13s, GDs, BLs, Moles, and Stones. We need to unite under one banner. We all from the motherland. It's a lot of shit we need to attack. We on the verge of being wiped out, so don't wait till the last minute till we wiped out. Black power to all the ancestors and the natural elements. From Yah, that's a libation. Black liberation, we built in a righteous nation. Crackers and bitch niggas get obliterated.
That's revolution. Cause I gotta drop this stuff tonight because I'm a truth terrorist.
Front line.
I'm a knowledge gangster. I'm a black history hitman. I'm a lie killer, urban gorilla. I gotta be a roughneck. Gotta be a roughneck. The only way I know to go. The Jew Holocaust lasted 10 years. But
of the Holocaust of the black man and woman lasted over 500 years.
All right, y'all, we say peace and black power. Thanks, Sister Brika, for calling in. Thanks, BMN, for calling in. Hey, thanks for Black Nation for listening. A lot of brothers and sisters online. We appreciate y'all. Black power, we out.